The Bright Side Home Theater Podcast is a spoiler podcast. The opinions and reviews are solely those of the Bright Side Home Theater Podcast.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Bright Side Home Theater.
Happy holidays, home theater nerds. Hey, we're back with another installment of Bright Side Home Theater. Hope everybody's having a great holiday season. It's a busy time of year. It's tough to get into the theater and push play, but hey, I power through, you know. It's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. This week, we only have a little bit of news as in stuff that's coming out, and our schedules really didn't line up too well this week. I'm super busy and trying to organize with Justin, which just wasn't working for me. I apologize to Justin. But all I really had this week was I'm really looking forward to Rambo Last Blood. I haven't seen that one yet. I purposely am waiting to see that in my theater. And the same with Ad Astra, Brad Pitt's movie. That one, it looks really good. That looks like a could be a really good 4K release. Really looking forward to that. So that's all I have for that. The other thing I wanted to talk about, though, is I have been able to dabble with Game of Thrones Season 8. I haven't watched a single full episode. I've probably watched, like, parts of all the episodes, and it looks in 4K. It looks phenomenal. Especially, I watched most of Episode 3. The Long Night, I believe the name is. And that's the one that sent social media into a tizzy. Everybody complaining because it didn't look right. It was too dark. It was too muddied. You couldn't tell. What was HBO thinking? What were the producers thinking? And this is really the first time for people like us. It's the first time that the rest of the world was exposed to what we know, and they didn't like it because their projectors or projectors, if they have a projector, they know their televisions aren't calibrated or they're on super vibrant mode or whatever they're doing with them. And it's all blown out and it doesn't look right. And they're getting it through their cable system and that's going to be downgraded and you're dealing with major compression issues. I was watching it through the internet and the download was pretty good, but you're still dealing with so many compression issues. That's just in the picture. Just the picture alone. It's like, because when you're dealing with compression, there's so much you're missing in the middle, and then there's so much you're missing. There's so much you're missing. Really, it's just in the middle because you're going to get your absolute black on one end and you're going to get your brightest picture on the other end. It's just everything in the middle that you lose. And that's why everything starts to look muddied. It doesn't work. But for the most part, it's fine for the, you know, 95-98% of the population on an everyday basis. But when somebody puts something out like HBO did with Episode 3, you really need to have a well-calibrated system to be able to see it, and you need to be able to get the best quality source. And getting this, you know, having that 4K hard disk, you put that in, and there's so much more detail, especially in that episode where you have dragons flying around. You could see that dragon aerial battle a lot better than flying around. You see them. It's like watching the episode brand new all over again. There was so much more to it. And then getting to the sound was unreal. Get right back to that, the aerial battle with the dragons and flying around you and the whooshes going around the room, over the room, the sounds from the ground of the dragons flying overhead, the battles and all of the ambient noises. And I actually AB'd a little bit and went to, you know, went to the HBO Now streaming and the sound is just so much lower. It's so muddied, and it's nice, and that's the best way to put it. It's nice. But when you put on that Atmos track on the 4K, which is also on the Blu-ray too, when you listen to that Atmos track, there's so much punch. It's reference quality throughout the entire season. The bass is unreal. It's just so much punch. There's so much emphasis. It's so good. I mean, if you're not a fan of Game of Thrones, I know Justin and I talked about it last week. He hasn't watched Game of Thrones yet, but I just highly recommend. There's so much good demo material in this season that just throw a disc in and look for an action scene, and you got demo material. There you go. I won't go on too much about that. Trying to keep things short as we round out the year here. So, with that, let's get to this week's holiday movie.
John Rambo, a drifter, just passing through their town.
Morning! Headed north or south?
North.
Now jump in. I'll make sure you're heading the right direction, huh?
You got some place I can eat around here?
There's a diner about 30 miles up the highway.
Is there any law against me getting something here?
Yeah, me. I want you to book this gentleman for vagrancy, resisting arrest, carrying a concealed weapon.
They knew he was innocent.
Starting to dislike you. A lot.
And they didn't give a damn.
That's okay, Warren. Don't worry about the soap. He's tough. Just shave him. Dry.
John Rambo. One man who's been pushed too far.
You're finished! You've gone as far as you're gonna go!
Heading straight for the top. Right on top of him. There's no way out of here except through us.
He was hunted. Trapped.
There he is! On the cliff!
Forced to fight back.
Don't push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Teasel, you and all your men couldn't handle him before. Now, what makes you think you can handle him now?
Because God knows what damage he's prepared to do.
You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare.
Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that many, don't forget one thing. A good supply of body bags.
Sylvester Stallone. First Blood.
Well, happy holidays. It's that time of year. Yep, home theater nerds, it's time for some Christmas movies, and I thought I'd start it off with this one. First Blood. And if you've seen on Twitter why I consider First Blood a Christmas movie is if you look throughout the background and all the scenes in the town and inside the police station, there's Christmas decorations everywhere. So I didn't always watch this movie at Christmas growing up, but when you watch as many movies as we do and you kind of got to pace things out to keep things fresh. So every year in December, this is one of the movies I throw in. And by the end of the movie, it doesn't feel like Christmas. It's a pretty sad ending. We'll get into a little more of that later. But it's one of my favorite movies. Stallone, I think, believe it or not, it's one of his best acted movies. But that's not what we talk about here. I talk about the experience in the room and the fun of the experience in the room. So let's get to a little bit of that. This movie growing up, I watched on my parents, I think 20 inch 4x3 TV on HBO. I watched this movie over and over. Loved this movie growing up, and I couldn't get enough of it. Translate over late 80s, bought it on VHS and watch it over and over there. And I took that 20-inch TV, and now you put the black bars at the top and the bottom because I wanted to get that. I wanted to have the same aspect ratio, the 2:35:1 aspect ratio that was in the cinema. And now you're even dealing with a smaller screen. Not to mention your, I mean, what were those TVs? Like 350 resolution, something like that? 280, I think. And when your resolution, you've got black bars at the top and the bottom, you're reducing it even further. So, I mean, it's just ridiculous compared to what we have today. So, obviously, this year, this is my first time watching this movie in what they consider 4K. And it's stunning. It is absolutely stunning compared to what I've seen this movie in the past. Now, I wouldn't say this movie is obviously the best 4K movie. I don't even know the statistics or the details on how much they restored this, but compared to what you're used to seeing for this, for First Blood from 1982, this looks great. The black levels, you know, they're not very, they don't go very deep. A lot of the deepest blacks seemed fairly gray, but the detail that you could pick out was pretty good. Was pretty good. Some of the cave scenes, Stallone inside the cave with the fire, and then you know, he's got his torch in his face, and the lighting on his face looked really good. It looked better than I've ever seen it. The police cars in the background when they're setting up camp, when they're first going in to hunt after Rambo in the woods, and you see all the police, the tents, the National Guard setting up, all of the police lights in the background looked really good. All of those colors. The colors in the police station of the Christmas decorations and the Christmas lights, they really popped. Really looked good. I mean, brighter than I remember. And so I don't know if that's me just in awe of the movie in HDR and being in just enjoying it, or if it really is, you know, better. I didn't A-B this. I just wanted to sit down and enjoy this. It's Christmas time. So I tell you, one really funny scene that really popped out that I've never seen before, and I actually laughed out loud in the theater. And it's at the beginning of the movie when the sheriff and his deputies are marching through the forest, and they're trying to hunt down Rambo. And you've got the greens that look really, really nice. The greens really popped. You could see, you know, the gray sky because there's a storm coming in. But then you see the sheriffs and his deputies. They all have their white hats on. They're not white hats. They're just regular. They're regular police hats, like a cowboy hat. But they all have the plastic cover over it because there's a storm coming in. But the white of their hats coming through the woods, it just made me laugh. I've never noticed it before until now. And I've watched this movie in my theater before on this size screen. Just, I don't know why. It just made me laugh because you could see it was like, you've got Rambo who he's got mud on his face. He's really, you know, he's camouflaged himself. He's got ferns stuck in his hair or it is bandana that he's done. And then you've got the police department coming through the woods with like a bullseye on their forehead, white bullseye, saying, "Here I am." And it's funny because they're marching ever so slowly. So like the sound is like you can hear the crunch of their steps and they're trying to be very cautious, but these hats are like floating through the air. And it really, really just popped. I don't know if that's if it's the 4K cut or if it's just me just noticing it for the first time, but I thought it was pretty funny. The ending where you have, you know, the climactic ending where he shoots up the town and the colors on when he blows up the gas station and when he blows up the guns and ammo store and he blows everything up, the colors look so good. And that's where I think the HDR really pops because the colors get really bright, but you still get that good black and you get good contrast there. I thought it was, again, it's, you know, it's not the best compared to movies produced now, but for this movie, it's the best that it's ever looked. The sound, I thought the sound was pretty much front heavy throughout the movie. There was some ominous thunder that went around the room when Teasel dropped off Rambo at the very beginning of the movie. That was the first time, and it wasn't huge, it wasn't a big deal, but it was pretty cool because everything seemed front heavy. And then after that, everything seemed front heavy for quite a while. All the stuff that took place in the police department, him running, even the score, everything seemed to be at the front of the room. But then as the movie went on, building to the ending, you started to get some surround effects. As he hunted the sheriff and his deputies, you got some overhead thunder there, a little bit going on in the room to let you know, yep, your rear channels are working. Everything was working. This is a DTX 5.1 mix. So there were a few scenes that let you know your rear channels are engaged throughout the movie, just a few, but it was very, very front heavy. But then at the end, in the, you know, the climax of the movie, and he's shooting up the town, that's when the explosions start to happen, and they start to overtake the back of the room, and over, it felt like it was going over your head, blowing up the gas station. It felt front heavy at the beginning, like the explosion happened in front of you, but then it rolled past you and you could hear it behind you. As he shot up different things, the reflections of the bullets and the sound were going all around you. And as he shot up the city, or I should say the town, you could really, it really engaged the entire room to the point that I forgot that it was front heavy. I was like so enveloped. I was having a really good time. All the explosions I thought were really good at the end for this mix. It wasn't very deep. I didn't feel like it was, you know, there wasn't any big punches to the chest or anything like that. But for a movie from the 80s, when I used to watch this with a, you know, on a four, a 20-inch 4x3 TV with one speaker, I thought this sounded great. It still had that feel. It sounded, you know, the dialogue sounded like it was from the 80s. You could tell. But I like that. I really do. And every time I hear it, it sounds great. And this, you know, the 4K cut sounds really good. It sounds authentic to the movie. And the other thing is, I thought the dialogue was cleaner. One of the things that I really liked is that monologue at the end, as I said earlier about Stallone and one of his best acting performances, I thought, was this movie. And there's some great acting performances in this movie. Stallone's monologue at the end, I remember growing up, sometimes I didn't even know what he was saying because it was so muddied. And now it's so crystal clear. You can understand exactly what he's saying. You understand the names of the people that he's saying. I just thought it sounds so good, and it really does justice to his performance. And, you know, that's about the extent I'll get into people's performances. But when the dialogue sounds that clear, it really, really helps, especially on somebody like Stallone, who throughout his career has always been considered, you know, like he can't talk that well. And he actually does. When he starts this movie off, he sounds very intelligent in that opening scene when he's talking to the relative of his friend that had just passed away from cancer. And he's very sympathetic. He sounds very intelligent. And then he feels, you know, he's dejected. He feels sad. And it's just, it really comes across, and it sounds really, really good. The dialogue sounds so good. But that monologue at the end, to go from the beginning of the movie to the end of the movie like that, it just sounds, I thought that sounded really good. That's about all I have on First Blood. I know it's not a Christmas movie, but I consider it one because that's the time of year I watch it, because of the lights in the background. I know it's crazy. I know it, and it's kind of funny. But if you've never noticed it before, they're there. It takes place at Christmas time. Could even take place right after Christmas time. I don't know. Maybe the decorations are still up. I really enjoy it, and I think it's a pretty historic movie. I've read the book. It's just a fun, it's tough to say it's a fun movie because it's a pretty poignant movie, but it is a great movie, and it's great to have in your collection, and it's a great movie to experience in a theater setting because that's what it was meant for. So with that, I hope everybody's having a great holiday season. Let me know what you think of First Blood. Is it a Christmas movie? Do you do this at Christmas time? Do you throw in First Blood for some holiday cheer? Let me know on Twitter at BrightsideHT, or you can email me at BrightsideHomeTheater@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, Home Theater Nerds. Hope everybody's having a happy holidays. Get all your Christmas shopping done, and don't forget, go push play. I'll see you next week. Hey Fred. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.